Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, the Shanghai Cooperative Organization between Russia and China is openly drilling to go into southern and northern Korea. The whole world is gearing up for fireworks on every front. It's all happening now, just like in the lead up to World War I and World War II. But it's not just Alex Jones saying this. Any geopolitical strategist who's worth 10 cents of salt can tell that we better buckle up. Buckle up, because you ain't seen nothing yet. The world is going into controlled, orchestrated chaos. But John in Texas, I think you answered your question with the statement you made. Yes, they're gearing up for what appears to be an engineered regional conflict, but done in multiple regions of the planet, engineered controlled World War III to bring in the global government.
I was in the infantry in Vietnam in 1970, and we were fighting the Chinese by proxy. We were killing Chinese advisors that were leading NVA patrols when I was over there. And I think they wanted to engineer the destruction of our firebase ripcord. It was totally, you know, annihilated. And you've seen how they behaved in the Korean War. They burned our prisoners of war alive in the Chosin Reservoir. They overran medical teams and burned all the prisoners alive. And they backed the Khmer Rouge. And you've seen how they treated their people at Tiananmen Square. I mean, if they were to ever get into this country or whatever, I know how they'd behave. You know,
oh, this country's for sale. The globalists 30 years ago had made the decision to have Europe be their new Western command base, but their Eastern command base is China. And according to the globalists, and you now see that in the headlines, America is gone. You won't recognize America. They're letting you know. We raped you. We stole everything. Now we're going to totally get rid of you. And it's just, and you know, the average cop says, I don't care if I'm going down with the ship. At least I get to boss some slaves. And so we're just going to sink unless we wake up to how pathetic we are and admit we're slaves. And only by admitting how pathetic we are can we ever get our past freedom and glory back. No, China is the model. It's the Chinese century. Doesn't mean the Chinese people, but it means their slave masters, because they've got the best slave system, have been chosen as the apple of the New World Order's eye. I appreciate your call, John. Let's talk to Matt in Indiana. You're on the air.
Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy.
I think it's no coincidence leading up to the oil rig thing, we had all those coal mine disasters. And I think it's almost a silver bullet, but to decriminalize and legalize hemp would reindustrialize our nation and quit putting people in prison.
It really would, because it's better than cotton, it's better than polyester. It's a miracle product, but you know what? People'd rather have asbestos in their house, and they'd rather have polyester, and they'd rather have petrochemicals. So you know what? Again, just George Washington grew it, and the Constitution's written on it, but it's evil. Okay.
And I'd like to give a little rundown of the police state city that I live in, Evansville, Indiana, home of the Liberty Dollar. Since 1994, the JROTC was military recruitment in the schools, cameras on the buses. Indiana has a secure ID. We got two chains of gas stations here scanning IDs for cigarettes. We got facial recognition cameras at the airport and the license branches.
Now, I've always found Indiana is top of the food chain in police state. Every time evil pops up, it's Indiana. And see, Indiana's got great folks. Going back over 20 years, they did an analysis and found that Indiana was just full of great people, just like Idaho or Utah or Texas. Wherever they know there's good Americans, they move the grid in.
We have the Indiana Department of Homeland Security Mobile Command Center parked on a street here in Evansville, Indiana.
Oh, making sure the slaves, you're milk cows, man. When they're done using you up for milk, they're going to slit your throat. And they've got devil dog troops ready to kill you and ask for seconds. Hoorah! Ha-ha! It's good to butcher America. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha!
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, simulcasting the syndicated radio broadcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to cover a bunch of news right now until later in the hour. Then we'll open the phones back up at 1-800-259-9231 for everyone that is patiently holding around the country and the world who is tuned in. Okay. Before I get into the political realignment happening here in the United States and in other parts of the globe, before I get into the economy, I want to cover North Korea because it all integrates together. It was Lenin, Vladimir Lenin, who said that there are times in history when more happens in a week than happened in a year, and when more happens in a year than happened in the previous 100 years. And we are definitely in that time frame right now. But because of the convergence of technological developments, population, communication, and high-powered military hardware, and other factors all combining together now, You're not going to see a decade of rapid change and accelerated change by orders of magnitude. You're going to see from here on out a quickening with all of the benefits and dangers of high technology, life extension. The issue is, though, the ruling global elite, from their own statements and white papers, the ruling global elite that are in control of society right now have disdain for the general public. They think of you as scum and trash. They don't even want to dumb you down or enslave you further. They want to set up a global police state so they can then exterminate you. And this is their stated goal. We've covered it ad nauseum with my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and other documentaries. And we've read their publications and quotes here on air over and over and over again. And so if you're a new viewer or listener and you're laughing about this, you better do a little research. Say at whatistheendgame.com or endgamethemovie.com and read the full bibliography for the 2.5-hour film and check all the facts and claims for yourself. You might want to read Eco-Science, written by the White House science czar, 1,100 pages. You might want to read the 900 pages of Tragedy and Hope. You might want to read The Secret Team by Colonel L. Fletcher Prouty. Now back in print, by the way, available at Infowars.com. Of course, Eco-Science and Tragedy and Hope are written by top globalists from their perspective of how they got to have a planetary dictatorship to then kill you, to do it as humanely as possible, sterilize you with the fluoride, but that's not enough. You can read the head Pentagon liaison, and they don't deny this, it's on record, between the Pentagon and Black Ops, Bay of Pigs, you name it, where he details everything that Joseph McCarthy said was true. Everything and more. Of course, the Russians in the last decade have declassified their McCarthy files, and you've seen the headline in the New York Times, McCarthy was right. But now it's quaint and funny. Kind of like a decade ago, time sure flies, I was watching History Channel, and they had the 90-plus-year-old former CIA section chief on from 1949, who was over China, and also into China, not just China proper, but also over Vietnam. And he bragged and said, yes, we put Mao Zedong in power. We didn't like Chiang Kai-shek, but we couldn't tell the public that at the time because communism was unpopular. Now, I literally almost fell out of my chair. Just like when I heard BBC admit our government grows and ships out the opium out of Afghanistan last year. I almost ran off the road listening to XM. Because I already knew this, but to hear Kermit Roosevelt 6-7 years ago on NPR, it was a tape after he died. He died in 99, CIA commander, 53, was Schwarzkopf's daddy overthrowing Iran, bragging that they staged terror attacks and used radical Muslims to overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh. Again, I already know all of this, but to hear them brag about it, knowing that the public's so dumbed down and so pathetic that they can now have Geraldo Rivera go on Fox and talk to Marine Corps commanders with the troops gathered around going, you're growing the opium here. Tell us why. Well, we have to grow it or Al-Qaeda will get it. So we got to help the farmers grow it and ship it out. We don't cover conspiracy theories here on this show, ladies and gentlemen, 99% of the time. We get into numerology and the occult and how the elite are obsessed with it, yes, but only because that's what they're into. It's all conspiracy, no theory. But rereading The Secret Team, because Jesse Ventura recommended I reread it, he had just read it and was blown away by it, paradigm shifting for him. Then I told Ventura off air, I said, now you got to read Tragedy and Hope. No, don't just read somebody on the inside who was against it. Read somebody from the inside who was for it. But what does this have to do with North Korea? Everything. There were several meetings with Roosevelt and Churchill that they had at the end of World War II, and then after Roosevelt died, meetings with Stalin and, of course, Harry Truman. And those were public meetings, you know, that they announced each time months after it had happened. And he talks about in there how the Soviets, who'd been our ally during World War II, the West said, how do we set up a police state domestically? How do you set up a police state? You need an enemy. And they said, well, we'll demonize you. You demonize us. We'll cover your atrocities. You'll cover ours. And then we'll have proxy wars with each other so we don't ever have to nuke each other. And we'll take half of a country and you take the other half. You take half of Korea. We take the other half. Half of Vietnam, the other half. We take half of Europe, which they divided Germany in half, of course, and took over half of Eastern Europe. We'll divide it all in half with you. And that would, at first, was even public. And it was all staged, every stinking bit of it. Oh, it's not staged when you're in a foxhole, you know, fighting communists. But it's staged when you're in the upper command and you're not allowed to bomb actual factories in the north. And, of course, it got declassified 2 weeks ago that the U.S. wanted to nuke China with Russia. In fact, reprint me that London Guardian article. The headline was Russia wanted to nuke China. And then you read that, well, the U.S. 2 years before had wanted to nuke them as part of their deal with the communists because China wasn't following their agreements that had been made when the U.S. put Mao into power. So there is some infighting going on from time to time. There's no honor among thieves with these people. So they're always double-checking each other. It's like the final round of Risk or multi-dimensional, multi-level chess. They're not just playing with two colors, okay? It's more like five or six big factions with sub-factions all in there cheating each other. Now, what did McCarthy said? McCarthy had said there were communists everywhere taking over America. Look at us 50 years later. Big government runs everything. They tell you what size your light bulb can be, what type of toilet you can have, where your kids can, you know, just everything's controlled now. But it's communism by the banks. They take your money and then give it to themselves through the government. But as soon as Joseph McCarthy, and if you understand this, you understand everything. As soon as Joseph McCarthy realized and went public and said, I've discovered the communist conspiracy is run by the Pentagon. And they said, excuse me, you're saying that the commies in Russia have infiltrated the Pentagon? And he said, no. I mean, go read his speeches. He said, no, the Pentagon is the communist. That's who runs the whole thing. Well, who had set up the UN in 45? Who had set up the tank and tractor factories with General Motors and Ford? Who gave Russia the weapons and the oil and the raw materials to then ship it to North Korea and ship it to Northern Vietnam and to ship it into Cuba? Because, again, the U.S. gets to take part of a country. Again, it goes back to World War II. What did Hitler do? He made a secret deal with Stalin. This is now declassified in public. The Nazi/Soviet pact. They made a deal to where Hitler said he was protecting Poland from the Russians, and the Russians were protecting the other part of Poland from the Nazis. And so they came in and divided the country of Poland. I mean, if you want to defeat the New World Order, folks, you've got to understand their master strategic planning and why they're so hard to beat. And stop thinking black versus white, Christian versus Muslim, you know, two-dimensional game of checkers. This is chess, but at multi-level. It's like playing 10 chess games at once, folks, with millions of different factors coming in. And so as soon as McCarthy realized that the communist conspiracy was run by Wall Street, he was no longer useful. Oh, he was very useful letting the feds take over Hollywood and create a right-wing backlash that they could push a police state with as part of this dialectic. But as soon as he figured out the real takeover, he was out of there in a New York minute. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Okay, so that was quite a bit of preface in the last segment before I get into North Korea. Fast forwarding to 1995-96, the head of ABB, the Swiss nuclear power plant company, is Donald Rumsfeld, a key gopher for the globalist. I mean, he's the guy that gets DU approved for our troops to use. He's the guy that gets aspartame approved. He's the guy that gets Prozac approved. I mean, he is the key man on so many levels. He gets, six? We can pull up the article. In fact, just, I don't want to go off memory. Google nuclear reactors to North Korea, Donald Rumsfeld, ABB. But multiple reactors are sent, and they're the type that you can actually create A-bombs with the material. And the media was like, why? Why did the Swiss sell them this? Why did the U.S. government stand by? Why did our government and Israel help on record give AQ Khan Laboratories from the late 80s through the mid 90s the components to not just make hydrogen bombs or A-bombs, but to have medium-range and long-range delivery system? There it is. There's ABB's website. ABB to deliver systems equipped to North Korean nuclear plants. There's their press release. Good job, guys. Donald Rumsfeld ran that. And he's always the head of the company for like 6 months. He'll step in and get aspartame approved. Chemical weapon feces from bacteria. You can't make this stuff up. He'll step in and get Prozac approved as the head of the company. He'll step in and get Terminator seeds approved. He'll step in and get the bioweapons of Saddam in 84. He'll step in and get the reactors transferred. Brzezinski's a similar high-level globalist. So is Kissinger. But the issue here is, in fact, here's another headline today dealing with Israel. London Guardian giving nukes to South Africa. Why? Why was Israel involved with the U.S. and England creating the Mujahideen to fight the Russians? They've always run these Muslim extremists. And again, you'll have the top terror controllers who are Muslim leaders, who are global double and triple agents, who literally had Muslim extremists working for them, who really think they're fighting for Allah out doing this. So the guy they bust in the street, he's a real Muslim terrorist. But he doesn't know he's working for Mossad or MI6. In fact, I've got another stack of mainstream articles here today. Headline, Terror Inquest May Probe MI5 Role, BBC. MI5 faces probe over July 7 bombings. MI5 faces probe over 7/7 and their role in it. How long have we told you that that's an inside job? And the families have demanded this investigation on the cover-up. And you go to the evidence. The government ran those attacks on 7/7 and had some idiots they'd hired to take part in a drill who they blew up. One guy got away, so they shot him up at Canary Wharf. That was on the news. But I'm digressing. Here it is. London Telegraph. USSR planned nuclear attack on China in 69, but buried in the declassification from the Chinese and Russian archives is that the U.S. had had a secret deal with the Russians against China and that Nixon was mad that 2 years before, Russia hadn't agreed to launch a sneak attack on China when they wanted to. And so by then, Nixon already made a deal with China to menace Russia. So this back and forth is always going on behind the scenes. But it is on record now that our government put Mao Zedong in, who killed between 64 and 82 million people. The Chinese government says 82 million. Our government says 84 million. Whatever. After 84 million, who's counting? Well, each one's a human being. How many sports stadiums filled with 100,000 people is that to give you an image of the humanity disappearing? And David Rockefeller writing books about how great Mao is and editorials in the New York Times praising communism. Why would one of the richest men in the world be praising communism? Well, read his stinking column. He tells you why. Okay, I'm going to settle down. The issue is, with all of that backdrop and our government helping transfer nuclear weapons fissile material to North Korea, why would our government do that? Because they don't want Japan and South Korea living in peace. Because they won't need our bases there if they're not being menaced from the North. Japan won't need our bases if the North Korean dictator every year or so isn't shooting ICBMs over their country that land a few miles off their coast, threatening to nuke them. We'll explain this when we come back, then get into the political realignment worldwide, a bunch of economic news, a smattering of other key info, and then your phone calls and a guest coming up. But this is important, so I'm going over the backstory first.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's
1-800-257-7201. This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end.
So what's outrageous about all this is they know you're naive, but not just naive, gullible. You don't want to believe the government's growing the opium and the cocaine, the coca, and controlling who can ship it in. You don't want to believe DynCorp has been caught in Halliburton running giant child kidnapping rings. Even when it comes out in the Houston Chronicle and the Chicago Tribune, nobody gets in trouble. You don't want to believe that the government funded the communist and Hitler before that, even though it's declassified in public. You don't want to believe that our government put the North Koreans in power and put Ho Chi Minh, who was admittedly OSS, in power and worked with the OSS during World War II. You don't want to admit it because it's so diabolical. But it's all on record. And now because of the information age, they go, okay, yeah, we put the commies in power. Yeah, we're growing opium. Yeah, we got CIA aircraft. We fly people out that are to be tortured when we fly cocaine in. And they have congressional hearings. You know, the CIA Solicitor General saying, we did bring all the coke in and we did do it, but we're sorry now. And so, of course, they're in the news saying they're getting ready to take more of your pension funds. Of course, they're going to come out and say, well, we want to put lithium in the water to make you behave yourself on Fox News. They're just going to come right out and say, you're not going to admit you're in a nightmare. See, once you buy into corruption and rationalize it by increments, pretty soon those increments add up to really big things you're accepting. Of course 9/11 is staged. Of course. I mean, what idiot looks at the facts and doesn't know it? Not just the evidence. Look at how within 15 minutes of the attack happening, this is a new world order. Everything's changed. We've got to attack Iraq. We've got to take all your rights away and blah, blah, blah. The same talking points everywhere. And then it goes on and on how the U.S. troops were already massed to invade the month before. Bush had already signed the launch order. They announced Building 7 had fallen exactly how it did fall right before it fell. On and on and on. None of us are safe while this continues. You know how bold these people are? They could have killed Kennedy, who had health problems with poison in his drink. They could have killed any of these people. No, they wanted to blow his head off in plain view of hundreds of people and dozens of police, with everyone seeing the men behind the grassy knoll firing. They did that as a public execution at high noon to let you know we run things now. Look, at the end of World War II, 22,000, this is on record, so don't live in denial, 22,000 U.S. troops had been captured in German camps by the Russians. And the Russians just kept them as slave labor and intel. And our government didn't want to have a PR problem. They just said, keep them. 22,000 troops don't mean jack diddly squat. Now, if 22,000 troops don't mean jack diddly squat for the people that ran our government in 1945, who do you think's running things now? Because the way corruption works is it always gets worse till it's brought fully to heel. What do you think's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen? Do you think any of you are safe? See, that's the big mind trick. That's the big game. Is that people think they're safe by cowering and by going along with corruption. They think the safe path is not speaking up, not popping your head up above, you know, the grass, just going along to get along. When you have a nation of castrated, gelded, dumb men, because they're more than just cowards, they're dumb. Because only a fool thinks you give in to corruption and you somehow get ahead. No, you become a slave. And your children become a slave. And you lose your hopes and your dreams and your future. You know, I've said this many times, I'll say it again. You're only alive once, folks. Now is only now. And the crossroads we're at. Going into the future, you're not going to be able to make the right decision later. You're not going to be able to turn back and wish that when the Republic was on its knees, but still had a fighting chance of getting on its feet. If we can just get the country on its feet, and right now it's trying to get up. The sleeping giant's awake, and it hadn't walked in decades, and it's trying to get up, trying to get out there in therapy and take a few steps. And every one of us have to give our blood, our sweat, our tears, our soul, our spirit, our very energy. And by give your soul to it, commit to liberty and freedom. Give your soul to God. You give your soul to God, you're not going to be able to control yourself. All you out there that think you're Christian or think you're on the side of the light, look, if you're not fighting evil, come on. Faith without works is dead. I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of being destroyed. I'm not afraid of being demonized. I'm not afraid of being tortured. I'm not afraid of them making stuff up about me in the media, coming out and saying Lord knows what. I'm only afraid of failing. And that's why a lot of days I hate myself, because I'll be watching a previous show and I'll think, I should have explained that better, or I said that date wrong. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We can't get caught up in the fact that we're not perfect and we don't have all the answers. We know the globalists are consciously against free humanity and must be dealt with. And you notice that everything's quickening. Everything's getting more accelerated. Everything's getting more intense by the millisecond. And that's because everything is starting to come to a head right now. Just like before World War I and World War II, which we now know were orchestrated by the British Empire. And the modern British Empire is the Anglo-American New World Order slash you know, Israeli power arm. It's all merged, one big group. And you can't say which head of the Hydra runs the Hydra because it's all part of the same creature. One head of the Hydra is just as guilty as the other head of the Hydra. And the Hydra will destroy people who aren't good. It'll destroy people who are good. The point is, it's the big Hydra. It's the big dragon. It's the big monster. But it'll saddle up beside some other petty tyranny and say, look, I'm better than that tyranny. Join me, the dragon. That's its trick. To the point of, it created the Nazis. It created the Soviets. It created all of these enemies so it could menace you with those enemies, so it could have its war. I mean, it goes back to the Rothschilds and others funding both sides of any war. That way they always win. And then it's elementary to understand that Kim Jong-il is a pea in a pod with the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Dutch royalty and the British royalty and these elites. He wears a jumpsuit. He's got cameras watching people. He's got slave camps. He's what the globalists want. They let men and women together one day a year to breed. They take the babies away the way you take eggs away from a chicken. There's no such thing as family there. They are the model. And that's why our government gave them weapon systems, and that's why our government gave them nukes. And because they like them. The globalists don't like Iran. They're pro-family, and they got their own problems. But they're pro-family, they're pro-sovereignty, they're pro-free market, and they hate the New World Order, folks. You know, you don't have people taking people's kids and raising them in government brainwashing camps. They got their own form of tribal brainwashing, but everybody does. I mean, the issue is, we know why they're going up against Iran, okay? Because once they've got that country, they've got from Turkey all the way to Pakistan, they've got that whole area controlled to continue their operations. And so now, notice as the world goes into financial collapse, as we go into this crisis, and the government starts demonizing domestic groups ahead of staged terror attacks here to be blamed on us. Simultaneously, North Korea launches torpedo attacks on ships in international waters. Starts threatening to attack the South. That forces the South Korean government, that had been talking about making U.S. forces go home, suddenly have to talk about war. They never had a peace treaty. There's just been a ceasefire for 50-plus years. And we are now right up to the point of open World War III, starting with Iran, with North Korea, with Pakistan, who has nukes. And you look at all three cases, Pakistan given nukes by the West, North Korea given nukes by the West, Iran not given nukes by the West. Nowhere near to getting a nuke. They're being picked off because they don't have nukes, and because they have not been chosen to menace their neighbors. Because Iran hasn't made a deal with the globalist. And if you go back and really study the history, not only did the Persians, under Mohammad Mossadegh, who was secular, kick out the Muslim extremists the British and CIA had brought in, but he was going to use the oil money for the Iranian people and become a first world nation. Now, once he got kicked out, the Shah started double-crossing him, as Tarpley's talked about, by the late 70s. So they planned to bring in their CIA-controlled Ayatollah Khomeini into the country. And that's why they had arms for hostages deals and all that stuff you saw. And then they double-crossed the West again. It's on record they brought the Ayatollah Khomeini in. It's on record they supported him. This is how this stuff works. And in hindsight, it's all on record. So that's why they hate Iran so much, is they've double-crossed him repeatedly. And so we've said it over and over again. The globalists have to have a war. They are politically in so much trouble now. The only way they're going to kickstart their global government and their banking takeover is to create crises that make us as humans gather around. You go back 3,000 years ago, let's say where Berlin is today in Germania, and you may not like, you know, your chief Hrothgar or whatever his name is, or your chief Alaric, Vandal or Visigoth name he's got, and he may do bad things to you, but when the neighboring tribe comes pouring up over the hill and across the valley and starts coming across the river, you're going to forget how much you don't like Hrothgar, and you're going to mount up and get ready for war to defend your family. And it's the same thing. They understand human psychology. As much of a civilization as we've built, we are still just tribal creatures. And the globalists understand psychology, and they know how to manipulate us. And they understand these tricks. And so if you've just won World War II with the Soviets, and the Soviets are fully U.S. funded, on record in 1970, funded by the U.S. and British government, on record, to overthrow the Tsar, what are you going to do? You've just divided Europe up with the Soviets, and you go, how do we invade more countries? This is great. How do we now have an empire? Well, we act like we're opposing each other, and we have proxy wars all over the planet. You take half, we take half. That's what me and Hitler did, Stalin said. This is on record now. Yeah, we'll do that. Sounds great. And if our government would just write off 22,000 U.S. troops because it was easy, or would just openly talk about committing half of Europe over to Soviet tyranny, the Soviets had already killed at least 40 million people up until that time, your life means nothing here in America. The only issue is you have a history of guns, a history of the Second Amendment. And that's why they said, well, we've launched this Soviet takeover operation worldwide. What are we going to do? The American people have got all these guns. Well, they'll give up most of their rights in the name of fighting communists, while we incrementally set up wealth redistribution and get them domesticated. Later, this is all in the Rand Corporation documents, Club of Rome documents, CFR documents, you know, the merger. We had Bilderberg Group documents, what the Tucker got a year and a half before the Berlin Wall was brought down. That was all staged. And they said that we'll get them to give their rights up in the name of fighting communists. But then at the key point, we'll say communism doesn't exist when we actually set up communism here domestically, and we're just going to merge all these countries together. Then we'll use the U.S., Europe, and China to mop up the rest of the planet. But things don't always go the way the New World Order wants. The Russians are as crooked as a barrel of snakes, but they're old corruption, old evil. And they want to survive. They have a Russian identity. They still have a culture. They're paying their people for over a decade to have babies because they've lost over 30 million of their people through eugenics. They're openly talking about the New World Order, and they want their own system. And if you look at the splits, and Brzezinski talks about this, China is more allied with Europe and the U.S. Russia is that wild card, and it's still engaged with the globalist. It's still interfacing. But going back over the last decade, Vladimir Putin arrested all the oligarchs. And every time they got arrested, it turned out they were CIA fronts or Rothschild fronts. That was in the news. You know, he would seize a company, and it would turn out, oh, doesn't matter, the assets are already in Europe. They're already in England. And so those are all the different power blocks out there. And there may be a deal later with the Russians to double-cross China again. I mean, there's no honor amongst these people. And so now we stand at the precipice. U.S. military told, get ready. In Korean standoff, Obama orders commanders to prepare to deter further aggression with military operations. South Korea threatens war if North Korea makes one more provocation. They've said if you enter our territorial waters, our airspace, or territory, we will respond militarily. So this could start any time. And notice, right as the banks are in trouble, right as the global government is being formed, right as they're out in the open, suddenly, we've got to attack Iran. Suddenly, North Korea is out there engaged in provocations. and publicly stating provocations. I mean, this isn't a false flag, all the evidence shows on North Korea, because this is their posture. This is what they want. And there's no doubt Kim Jong-il is liaisoning through the Chinese, and this is all a rigged game. This is all a ruse to threaten South Korea, to keep U.S. forces there, and they may even have a military exchange. The war may start again. And, you know, there won't be an instant decapitation. They've done the analysis. They know the North Koreans want to get out of the slavery. No, there won't be a nuking of the capital. There won't be a wiping out of the troops on the front lines. No, they'll just keep them there because they like North Korea. They like how Kim Jong-il gets things done. They like people being total dehumanized slaves. People running our government liked killing 22,000 of our own vets. They hate you. They hate America. They hate freedom. They want to make you domesticated animals. So they're getting ready to really stage some big events.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
You can read the book. The CIA did everything they could to keep us from being published. The CIA and its allies in control of the United States and the world. The Secret Team by Fletcher Prouty. Colonel Prouty. This is the book the CIA does not want you to read. Available at Infowars.com. The head of Black Ops for the Pentagon for 9 years, of course, 25 years in the Air Force. Very important book, available at Infowars.com, now back in print. Invisible Empire, New World Order defined. And, of course, don't tread on me dealing with a way to take the country back at the state level. Okay, I meant to get into the massive political awakening and realignment that's happened. And that's why the globalists have to launch World War III. That's why they've got to start giant crises. Because Merkel has lost the parliamentary elections. They have those in phases in Germany. So next time there's an election, she's going to be out of office. Sarkozy lost his parliamentary elections, is barely hanging on. Gordon Brown lost and is now gone. A new puppet's in. In Hawaii, the first Republican elected to the Congress in 20-plus years in Obama's district. You see the Kennedy seat being lost in Massachusetts. You see Rand Paul trouncing the neocon candidate in Kentucky. You see the same thing with an anti-establishment Democrat beating Specter in the primary. Same thing, anti-establishment Democrat coming from nowhere, trouncing the establishment Democrat in Colorado over the weekend. People just go in and say, okay, who's the media telling me I should vote for? I'm going to vote for the opposite person. And that really threatens the system. That threatens the shadow government. Because they got a bunch of puppets in Congress that'll do whatever they're told. So all over the world, people are resisting these governments that have become vassals or tools or minions of the offshore banks. What did Brzezinski talk about last week to the CFR? For the first time in history, the entire world is awake to our world government. We have never been in a crisis this great. They are fully aware of us and our operations. This makes it very hard for us to continue the expansion of global governance. That's basically what he says. And so, what do? They don't play games. I mean, they grow opium and ship it into the country publicly. They ship the cocaine in publicly. They don't care. Shut up. So some of you know we bring it in. You pathetic scum. Soon we have world government in place. We eliminate you all. I mean, you know, these guys are very, they love it. They love to get up and publicly tell us what they're going to do to us. Yeah. They enjoy it. Well, I think more of people. I think we're men. I think we're going to wake up to all their tricks and their games. Yeah, we weren't paying attention before, but we are now. And so I'm going to tell you right now, folks, since the end of the official war with North Korea, we've never been in more danger on the peninsula. And we've never had a bigger danger with Iran. Or stage terror attacks. You know, the globalists are going to start wars and stage terror attacks to go after all their enemies. And you see all the preconditioning leading up to domestic terror attacks. Pro-gun groups are working with Al-Qaeda. I know, isn't that horrible? Those darn gun owners working with Al-Qaeda. You better get rid of the Second Amendment. Yeah, I'm not about to let Al-Qaeda do that to me. Yeah, those darn ranchers and farmers won't give their land up. They're American Al-Qaeda, too. We gotta stomp them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.